Erev Pesach, 14th of April, Rabbi Mendel Gordon, the Haggadah, in 30 minutes.
Good Erev Yom Tov to everyone. It's amazing people find time Erev Yom Tov to come and participate in the Shir. Your wives are Zichr Tzidkaniyas. It's Erev Pesach, say something on the Haggadah, which hopefully will inspire us, and perhaps some of us will be able to take something with us, be able to use it to say there. Magid begins with Heilach Ma'anya. Heilach Ma'anya is a very puzzling composition of statements, as all the Mefarshim struggle with why do these, there seems to be three completely unrelated topics discussed in Heilach Ma'anya. The first is the Lach Ma'anya, the Achalu Abasana Ba'ar de Mitzrayim, the fact that we eat Matzah Lechemayni. The second seems to be totally unrelated, an invitation to the hungry and to the needy, called Dichfin Yesi V'Yechol, called Ditzrich Yesi V'Yifsach. And then suddenly we decide that this is the appropriate time to proclaim our Emun and Bias HaMashiach, Hashata Hochol Lashana Haba Ba'ar de Yisrael, Hashata Avdin Lashana Haba B'nei Chayrin. What is the connection between these three seemingly completely unrelated topics? So there are many Pirushim given. I'm just going to mention one very interesting one. And according to this Pirush, the focus is mainly on the middle part, that it's an invitation to the hungry and the needy, called Dichfin Yesi V'Yechol, called Ditzrich Yesi V'Yifsach. However, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that if you hire a worker, a Jewish worker, and it's assumed in that you're obligated to provide him with lunch during his working hours, so since all Yidden are B'nai Malachim, all Yidden are princes, so he's entitled to the best and the most sophisticated lunch. Even if you give him Suda Shleime B'Shaita, you're not Yoitze, because he can argue he's a Melech, he's a Ben Melech, he's entitled to a five-course meal. So therefore, the halacha is that before you hire the worker, as you make the contract, you have to stipulate what you're going to feed him, that you're going to give him a specific, you're going to give him pas B'Kitnius, And that's it. So you can't have kindness to you. So when you make an invitation, open invitation, kol dichvin yesi v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesi v'yifsach, so anybody who accepts your invitation can come along and say, for this you invited me, ich ben melech, I'm entitled to a five-course meal with ala pitchifkis. So we before we make the statement, kol dichvin yesi v'yechol, we say what's on the menu. Hey lachma anya de achalo avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. This is what we're serving tonight, the poor man's bread. If you want, you're welcome to join us. But this is what's on the menu. And the question is, we all davened this morning and we said, HaPesach Einu Nechel Ela L'mnuyav. That Karban Pesach, you can't just go around by the Seder night and invite guests to your house for Karban Pesach. It has to be pre-planned. You have to have a guest list in advance. HaPesach Einu Nechel Ela L'mnuyav. The Karban Pesach can only be eaten by those people whose names are on the list in advance. So for that we say, Hashata Hacha. Unfortunately, this year we're still here. And since we're still here, we don't have the Karban Pesach. And therefore, we have the advantage that we can even make last-minute invitations. L'shana haba, ba'arad Yisrael. Next year, we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Then we'll have the Karban Pesach. Then we'll have to make our plans in advance. And you'll have to be on the guest list appointed to Einanach HaLelim Nuyo from before. Hashata Avdim. L'shana haba, b'nei chayrin. Just to mention that l'shana haba, it could be the year that is coming now. So today is still Erev Pesach in the morning. We have lots of time still. Mashiach kenach kumen, and the Beis Hamikdash can be built. Meheira yibana Hamikdash, and we should eat tonight the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim with Mashiach. Now, after the Fir Kashas, we move on to Avod. We give the answer. Avodim ayinu lepari b'Mitzrayim. Vayetzeinu Hashem alakenu misham b'yad chazaka b'zrayin etuya. The Eibushin took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand, with an outstretched arm. The ilu lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu asaviseinu b'Mitzrayim. Had the Eibushin not have taken our forefathers from Mitzrayim, hare anu b'neinu b'nei b'neinu mishubadim ayinu lepari b'Mitzrayim. So we and our children and our children's children would still be mishubadim, which literally means enslaved, to pari in Mitzrayim. And the famous question is, it's been nearly 3,500 years, things have moved on. Is it likely that if the Eibushter would not have taken us out from Mitzrayim, we would still be, we and our children, our children's children, would still be slaves to Pari in Mitzrayim? Pari no longer exists. Mitzrayim no longer exists. In the last few years alone, they had so many revolutions. How could you imagine that we would still be Meshubadim L'Parei B'Mitzrayim. So of course there's the pshat that the whole reason that the world is so shaky is because the Yetzias Mitzrayim destabilized the whole situation. Had there not have been Yetzias Mitzrayim, Parei would have still been in power, and Mitzrayim would have still been a superpower, and we and our children's children would still be slaves. But there is a beautiful pshat that the word Meshubadim doesn't only mean enslaved, but when you're Meshubit to somebody, it means you're indebted to them. So, had the Eibishter not have taken our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, which means, what would have happened? Parei would have been and come enlightened one day, like Abraham Lincoln, and would have decided to free the slaves. So we also wouldn't be slaves, but we would be Meshubadim Ayinu L'Parei B'Mitzrayim. We and our children and our children's children would forever be indebted to Parei for the great favor that he did us, that he freed us. But because the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim, he didn't ask Parei whether he's interested or not. So therefore, we are Meshubid only to the Eibishter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. We're Avdei Hashem, we're not Avdei Parei, we're not Meshubid to Parei in any way. And therefore, we thank on this night of Pesach, we give our entire thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to no one else. At the conclusion of Avadim Ayinu, we say, V'chol ha-marbe l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh Meshubach. The word zeh is a very sensitive word. Because we use the word zeh, by Kriyas Yamsuf, we said, zeh keili ve'anvehu. When Mashiach will come, it says, V'amar b'yoyim ha-hu, hine elekeinu zeh. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo inagilo v'nismacha b'shuaseh. So zeh represents the chush that a yid has to identify the Yad Hashem in every situation in his life. So kol hamarba l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, the more we tell the story of the nisim v'niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in Mitzrayim, had a zeh meshubach. So our sensitivity to be able to point at the Yad Hashem and say zeh, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is looking after us in every situation in life, becomes meshubach, becomes strengthened, becomes fortified, becomes more sensitive. The ability for a yid to recognize the hand of Hashem in every situation in his life is meshubach, is strengthened, is improved as a result of being marbel l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim. Chol ha-marbel l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim, everyone is obligated to tell the story of b'tzias Mitzrayim. The call is marbe even kayanim and levim, whose ancestors did not serve in Mitzrayim. Even gedim, whose forefathers did not serve in Mitzrayim. Even they are also obligated to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for this we bring a raya, Maise, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Azariah, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Tarfon, Shoyim Esubim, Rebbe Brak. Rebbe Lezer, Chazal tells us, was a Levi. Rebbe Yeshua was a Levi. Rebbe Gamliel used to give him Maise, we know in the Gemara. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Azariah was a Kohen, was a Asiri LeEzra. Rebbe Akiva was a Ben Gedim. Rebbe Tarfon was a Kohen. So all these Chachamim, not one of them did their ancestors serve Parei in Mitzrayim. And nevertheless, they were Mesaprim B'tzias Mitzrayim, Kol Eisei HaLayla. So we see how great is the obligation of Sipur B'tzias Mitzrayim, that even these people, so how much more so we, the ordinary ones amongst us, whose forefathers did serve in Mitzrayim, how much more so is the obligation upon us, Lesaper B'tzias Mitzrayim. Now the word Lesaper, Hayu Mesaprim B'tzias Mitzrayim, literally means to tell over the story. It also has a deeper meaning, l'saper, to shine, like an Evan Sapir. Hashamayim misaprim, in the shining sense. So, chol hamarba l'saper, b'tzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim means meitzarim u'gvulim, boundaries and limitations. Yitzias Mitzrayim means to get out of our boundaries and limitations. We all have our boundaries and limitations in Avedas Hashem, and the Aveda of Pesach is the Yitzias Mitzrayim, to come out of our boundaries and limitations. And to make our neshamas shine. So the Chachamim were sitting, and they were misaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim kol oisei halayla. They were trying to illuminate, to bring out the shine of their neshamas, to come out of the boundaries and limitations of the guf and the nefesh habamis. And as hard as they were trying, kol oisei halayla, they felt it was still night. They still didn't feel that they had fully succeeded in achieving their goal. Until the Talmidim came along and they said to them, Rabbi Seinu, Higi Azman Kriyash Mashal Shachris, perhaps you don't feel that you've illuminated the situation. Perhaps you don't feel that you've succeeded in getting yourself fully out of Mitzrayim. But you've piled on us, you've influenced us. Higi Azman Kriyash Mashal Shachris, for uns hat gemacht lichtig. For us, you've illuminated things. And the fact that you've inspired the Talmidim to that they should feel illuminated is already a tremendous achievement. That is the Yetzias Mitzrayim within itself. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven 70 shana, v'lo izachisi shechei Amar Yitzias Mitzrayim balelis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a machlekes with the Chachamim, whether we should say Vayomer at night or not. Vayomer is Parshas Tzitzis, is no mitzvah of Tzitzis at night. So the Chachamim were of the opinion that we don't need to say Vayomer at night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the opinion that we do say Vayomer at night. And he says, I'm like a man of 70 years old, and I still haven't succeeded, I still haven't won the argument, I still haven't convinced my colleagues. Shatei Amar Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. Why does he say Kiven Shivim Shana? Because Gemara in Bracha says that he wasn't actually 70 years old. He was actually only 18 years old. But he was offered the position of becoming the Nasi. He consulted his wife, and his wife said to him, Les la chivrata, you're a young man, you have no white hair in your beard, how could you be the Nasi? So a miracle happened, and a hadrele tam nisrei dari chivrata. He developed 18 rows of white hair in his beard, and therefore ani kiven shivim shana. I'm like a man of 70 years old, but not actually 70 years old. So the question is, if I'm only like a man of 70 and I'm not actually 70, why am I surprised that loizachisi shatei amar yitzias mitzrayim balelos, that I can't convince my colleagues? I'm only 18 years old. How do I expect to be able to influence my colleagues that they should consider my opinion and be convinced against their own opinion? So there's a beautiful vart from the Arizal. Yarizal says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Gilgal of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi, we all know, lived 52 years. He was 2 years old when he was brought to the Mishkan. The Yashav Sham Ad Olam, we know from Parshas Mishpatim, Olam is Yovel 50 years. So Shmuel HaNavi lived 52 years. If you take Shmuel HaNavi's 52 years, and to them you add the 18 years of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so together it comes to 70. So he said, Harei ani kiven shivim shana, together with the 52 years of Shmuel HaNavi that preceded this visit to this world, I am 70 years old. And therefore, I'm entitled, considering, imagine, I've had 52 years experience as Shmuel HaNavi, 18 years experience as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So if I think that Shtei Amar Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, I'm entitled that my opinion should be considered. What can we learn from this? Generally speaking, we live in the age of recycling. Most neshamas today are not new neshamas. We're recycled neshamas, we're gilgulim. We've been here before. And in our previous visits to this world, we've achieved things. We've learned a lot of Torah, we've learned a lot of mitzvahs, we have a lot of schusim. So sometimes we're faced with challenges and we're not sure how that we really have the strength to deal with it. But when we're reminded of the fact that we're not here for the first time, we have, just like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brought with him the 52 years of Shmuel HaNavi, each and every one of us has previous gilgulim and we've achieved big things. We've learned a lot of Torah, we've done a lot of mitzvahs, we have a lot of schusim. And together with that, whatever we've achieved in this day in this world, we have the ability to achieve and to succeed much more than we think. So one might ask, very nice, that's all true if we focus on the good that we've done or the good that we've accomplished. But we assume that nobody's perfect, ain't tzaddik ba'aretz v'chulu, so we've also probably messed up a bit. So we should perhaps take all the wrongdoings of previous Gilgulim, add on the mistakes that we've made in this Gilgul, and says bitter and finster. So the answer is that there's a major difference between toiv and ra, between good and bad. Bad is temporary. A person does tshuva, wipes everything clean. A person suffers, rachmana litzlan, whether in this world or in the other world, also wipes the slate clean. Toiv and kedusha are nitzchi. Good and holiness are eternal. So the mitzvahs that a person does, even when it is rewarded for the mitzvahs, it doesn't wipe away the mitzvahs. And nobody ever has charata for mitzvahs that they did. So mitzvahs are eternal, and therefore there's an accumulative effect from one gilgul to the next for all the goodness and all the holiness, and it all accumulates, and therefore it gives us tremendous koyach. And this is also true on a collective level as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned. But the generations are declining to a certain, obviously. So how is it that we are confident that we are the generation that's going to be zeicha to be makabel pnei Mashiach? If previous generations weren't zeicha and we are smaller than them, then why should we think that we will be zeicha? The answer is very simple, that we are like the famous mashal that's brought in Svarim, kenanas al gabei anok, like a midget standing on the shoulders of giants. Previous generations were giants, and we're midgets. But we stand on their shoulders because all the good that was achieved by Klal Yisrael over the generations is accumulative. And when the midget stands on the shoulders of the giant, he can see further than the giant. And it's not to his own credit. He didn't put himself on the giant's shoulders. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him on the giant's shoulders. And therefore, even though we are much smaller than previous generations, we can taka be confident that Lashana Haba, Ba'ad of the Yisrael, and Lashana Haba, B'nai Chayrin, that this year as it comes, we will be with Eretz Yisrael, with Mashiach. Toward the end of this paragraph, we say, Kol Yemecha, there's a machlekes between Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chacham, and Tim ben Zayma and the Chacham, and how to darshan the Pasuk Laman Tizker, as Yom Tzeizcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemecha Yecha. Whether we should say Yemecha Yecha Hayamim, Kol Yemecha Yecha Lahavi HaLeilois, that Yemecha Yecha is the obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, and Kol Yemecha Yecha also includes the nights, or the Chachamim say Yemecha Yecha Ha'ilam Hazeh, Kol Yemecha Yecha Lahavi Lemeis HaMashiach, the Kol comes to include that also in the days of Mashiach, we will still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now normally in such circumstances, the Lashon would have been, Kol Yemecha Yecha L'Rabbeis Yemeis HaMashiach. The Kol Yemecha Yecha comes to include, to add, that we should also mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lemeis HaMashiach. The expression Lahavi Lemeis HaMashiach is an unusual expression. So there's a beautiful word, Kol Yemecha Yecha Lahavi Lemeis HaMashiach. All the days of your life should be dedicated to the cause of Lahavi Lemeis HaMashiach, to bring to the days of Mashiach. As we know, the Rambam paskins based on the Gemara, La'olam yira adam atzmei shakol, v'chol ha'olam kulei shakol. A person should always imagine himself as being equally balanced. The entire world is equally balanced. And with one ma'aseh, with one good deed, with one dibur, with one machshava toiva, he can be machriya atzmei ves kol ha'olam kulei l'kaf schus, umevi loyvil ahem yeshua v'hatzola. So a person should always be looking for an opportunity to be machriya atzmei ves kol ha'olam kulei l'kaf schus and lahavi l'meis ha'mashiach, to bring to the days of Mashiach. Then we move on and we say, k'neged arba banim dibra Torah. The Torah speaks corresponding to four sons. Echad chacham, ve'echad rasha, ve'echad tam, ve'echad she'enu yidei elisha. So the question is, it should have said, echad chacham, ve'hasheni rasha, ve'hashlishi tam, ve'haravii she'enu yidei elisha. You know how to count? One, 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 and one. That's not the way we count. We count one, two, three, four. So there's a beautiful word that k'neged arba banim dibra Torah. In every Yiddish kind, in every Jew, the essence of the Yiddish is neshama tahira, which is the Hashem echad within him, the chelak alakam imal. So k'neged arba banim dibra Torah, echad chacham, ve'echad rasha, ve'echad tam, ve'echad she'eni yidei elisha. Whatever the outer packaging might be. If the outer packaging is a chacham, or the outer packaging is chas v'shalom a rasha, or the outer packaging is a tom, or the outer packaging is she'enei de elishol, the essence of him is an echad. It's Hashem echad that shines within him, and the privilege and the responsibility of the parents is to cultivate that echad and to try to bring out the beauty that lies beneath the packaging. And that's why we have the children sitting by the Seder, so that we can cultivate that beautiful echad, which is the essence of every single yid. Chazal say, B'nois Yisrael nois hein, Ela shehanius min avlosam. Every Yiddish neshama is beautiful. It's anius bedas, a lack of proper education, circumstances, situations, that are chas v'shalom min avlosam. But if you can only wipe down a little bit the outer dust and get to the inner essence, you'll see the beauty of a Yiddish neshama shining. Famous machlekes beshamay besilo, ketzel meragdim lufnei hakala. Beshamay besilo says kala nova chasuda. No matter who the kala is, no matter what she's like, you say that she's beautiful. And Beishamai says, Kala Kameshahi, you gotta be realistic. If she's whatever she is, you gotta say it as it is. So the question is, Beis Hillel ignores the mitzvah of the Torah, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Beis Hillel says you should say a Sheker. The Kala is Chas v'Shalom ugly, she's Nebuch crippled, and as you can say, Kala Nova Chasuda. The answer is, Beis Hillel is speaking about the truth the way it is Be'etzem. The Etzem is at Bnois Yisrael Noisein. Every Yiddish kind is beautiful. There's an outer packaging that distracts from the beauty. So Beis Shammai says, you focus on the outer packaging. Beis Hillel says, Kala no b'chasuda, you look at what the essence of the Yiddish kind is. And the essence of every single Yid is that Hashem echad, echad chacham, echad rasha, echad tam, echad sheni elishol, shines within him, and that's what needs to be brought out. Chacham mahu eimer. What does the Chacham ask? Chacham asks, Mo ha'edos v'achukim ha'mishpatim ha'shetziva Hashem alakeinu eschem. What is this Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim? There's three different types of mitzvahs. There's Eidos, testimonial mitzvahs that give testimony to certain events that happened in our history, like we eat matzah by the Seder, we keep Shabbos to remember the Eibush that created the world in 7 days, We have chukim, mitzvahs that don't make, they don't have any reasons. Then we have mishpatim, mitzvahs that do have reasons. What's this all about? So the question is, isn't he a chacham? If he's a chacham, he probably went to school. He probably learned about eidus are. He learned what chukim are. He learned what mishpatim are. And he comes to the seder now to ask basic questions, and this is a chacham. So it says that chachma is koyach ma, the koyach of bittul. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Anachnu ma, what are we? Ma expresses bittul. It's total self-nullification. Chachma is koyach ma, the power to be totally self-nullify oneself, to be completely subservient to HaKadosh Baruch." So the chacham comes along and he says, "I don't understand. As far as I take it, from my perspective of absolute bittul, absolute self-nullification, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing that counts is that this is the will of Hashem. If Hashem wants it, I do it without asking any questions. So why do we have to be confused with Eidos and Chukim and Mishpatim? The main thing is Tziva Hashem Elokeinu, the Eibishter commanded us that this is what we have to do. Let's do it. Why do we have to think if we do understand, we don't understand? What difference does it make? As far as I'm concerned, he says Paraduma and Leitzirtzach are the same thing. The Eibishter Gehesen Folkman, the Eibishter's instructed us and we do it. End of story. So what do we answer him? Want to teach him Hilchas Pesach? That's where you start from the law that you can't have dessert after Karban Pesach. What's going on over here? The word Pesach means to leap. It means to go completely out of your boundaries. To make tremendous leaps. Like the Chacham, he's prepared to be mevatel himself completely. But there's Hilchas HaPesach. Halacha means a process of moving in an orderly fashion. So even when it comes to Pesach, you have to do it in such a manner that it should be integrated within your system. And we teach him the halacha, Ein maftir nachar Pesach hafikayman, after you eat the Karban Pesach, you can't have any dessert. Why not? Because you want the taste of the mitzvah to remain in your mouth the rest of the night. So the question is, who cares about the taste of the mitzvah? You've done the mitzvah. Who cares if the mitzvah has a taste, doesn't have a taste? Does it make a difference? So we see from this halacha that it's not enough to perform the mitzvah. You actually have to enjoy the mitzvah. You have to have a geschmack in the mitzvah. You have to have a taste in the mitzvah. So we say to the chacham, that's where there needs to be a differentiation between eidos, chukim, and mishpatim. Chukim, the Torah didn't give us any reasons. And therefore, Chazal say, al yomar adam I efshi b'psar chazir. A person shouldn't say, ach, chazir is disgusting. Al yomar efshi, perhaps it's very tasty. Alama esa shabish v'shamayim gazer alai. But Hashem said, not to, therefore I don't eat it. But when it comes to mishpatim, you're not allowed to do that. A person shouldn't say, murder? Sounds exciting, it's beautiful, fantastic, I'd love to do it. What can I do? The Torah says, lois yirtzach. Chas v'sholem, a person that speaks like that is a grubber yung, terrible. We have to be mechanech ourselves that in the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as mishpatim, we shouldn't just perform the mitzvahs with our hands. We have to understand them, we have to integrate them into our emotions, we have to internalize them. So we say to the chacham, it's not enough to just say, whatever Hashem says, I'm going to do it. You have to understand Hashem's ratzon. You have to have a feeling for it. You have to have a geschmack in it, a taste in it, like we see by the Karban Pesach. That ein maftir nachar Pesach hafikayman. You have to make sure that the taste of the mitzvah remains in your mouth. That you internalize it. It becomes something which you love, something which is part of you. And now comes the sticky business with the Rasha. The Rasha comes along and he says, "Ma aveid azeis lachem. It's got nothing to do with me. Lachem v'loyloy. Hoytzi es atzmei min haklal." So what do we do with the Rasha? So superficially, when you look at the text of the Haggadah, it looks scary. You tell the Rasha, leave eloi loi. Ilu hayasham, loi hayanigal. It's got nothing to do with you. If you were there, you wouldn't have come out of Mitzrayim. You would have died in Shalei Shishim HaFeila. Question, what's going on over here? A Jewish child comes to the Seder. He wants to be inspired. But he has a bit of a rebellious streak in him. So he says, Mo aveid azeis lachem. So you tell him, Stashegetz, if you would have been a Mitzrayim, you would have died there. You have nothing to do with this. This is the way you speak to a Jewish child. We say to the Rasha, Ilu, you have to appreciate Matan Torah more than anybody else. Why? There's a major difference between Yetzias Mitzrayim, which took place before Matan Torah, and the coming Geula, Kimeitzeis Chamei Eretz Mitzrayim, which takes place after Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed to the Jewish people, and he said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Lashon Yachid. Every single individual Yid became an intrinsic, basic member of Klal Yisrael, without whom we cannot exist. So, Ilu haya sham loy haya nigal. If he would have been a Mitzrayim before Matan Torah, he would not have been redeemed. He would have died in Shleish Yisimei Afela. But now, after Matan Torah, every Yid became a basic component of Klal Yisrael, and everybody's going to be included in the Geula. So therefore, you have to appreciate the Gevaldikait of Matan Torah, what it means to be a Yid, more than anybody else. And that's actually why we put the Rasha next to the Chacham, so that the Chacham can use his influence and realize that he cannot seal himself up in a closed balloon and have nothing to do with anybody around him, but he has a neighbor in Russia that he can use his chachma to influence and to, with warmth, inspire and lift up, so that the echad that we mentioned before within every Jewish child should shine brightly. A little further, we say, "Mitchila oivdei avedah zara hayu aviseinu ve'achshav kervanu hamakim la'avedase." The issue that's always been around was that there are people that look at the modern world and say, "This is a new world. Modernity has brought such enlightenment to the world. The Torah is old-fashioned. We have a modern world. Let's leave the Torah chas v'shalom and focus on the new enlightenment that the world has brought us." So we're reminded by the Seder, Mitchila oivdei avodah zarah hayu aviseinu. What's really old-fashioned is avodah zarah. It appears in different forms, and different facets, and different generations. It always comes along and has a new face. But it's the same alt avodah zarah, the terach, the same idols that terach bowed to. V'achshav, you want something new, you want something modern. Kervanu hamakem la'avodasai. Torah, that's the newness. Torah is brand new and is eternal and can stand up to all the different avodah zarahs and distractions that we've come across over the years. We mentioned about the Eser Makis. The first two of the Eser Makis are Dom and Tzvardeya. What is Dom? There was water which was cold, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest that the water became blood. The problem in Mitzrayim was that there was a coldness and an indifference to every davar shebekdusha. Things, limud haTorah, kiyum haMitzvos, yeah, you do it a little bit, but don't get carried away with it, don't get too excited about it. So the Eibishter came along and he took the cold waters of Mitzrayim and he transformed them into dam. They should become blood. Blood is hot and alive and full of vigor and full of vitality. That in those inyanim that we are fashlafen, that we are cold and indifferent in avedas Hashem, that should be transformed into dam, into a chayizdik, a warm, enthusiastic, exciting Yiddishkeit. But there are some inyanim which Mitzrayim is very excited about. You know, if Arsenal or Chveis Nishbas, who's going to win? The Mitzrayim is up in arms. They're all excited. So there is the ovens of Mitzrayim. The heat and the enthusiasm and the bren of Mitzrayim. So the Eibishter came along and sent cold, slimy frogs into the heat of Mitzrayim. And they went b'tanurecha into the ovens of Mitzrayim to cool down the koch of Mitzrayim. And Pesach, when we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, it reminds us and it gives us the strength to be able to take the cold waters, the indifference to what we should be enthusiastic about, and transform that into blood, and take the heat and the excitement about the things that we shouldn't be so excited about, and throw cold, slimy frogs into them to cool it down, so that we don't get so excited about those things, but rather we should be excited about the Yetzia Mitzrayim, going out of all boundaries and limitations in our Avodas Hashem, which leads us to Kimei Tzeis Chamei Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. We are reminded at the Seder that Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the practice run, but the real Geula, the Geula Amitis Vashlema, as we say at the end of Magid, V'noida Lecha Shir Chadash Al Geula Seinu V'Al Pedus Nafshenu. Yetzias Mitzrayim was only a Shira Chadasha, but B'Kariv, we're going to be singing a Shir Chadash Al Geula Seinu V'Al Pedus Nafshenu, led by Mashiach Tzidkenu, V'mheira V'yameinu Amen, Akasher Nafreilich and Pesach to everyone, Mesal Takazoich is going to be this afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash being Maktiv the Karban Pesach, V'noich Al Shaman Azvachim, V'mena Psachim, V'Pesach Zer Mamash. Question of Freilich and Yom.